Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your platform can help businesses with voice interactions.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So could you share what makes your voice AI platform stand out? I'm eager to learn how it could benefit users like me.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me more about how your platform works with companies like them? I'm curious about the kinds of voice AI solutions you provide and how they might fit different business needs.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations natural. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it really sound human enough to engage leads effectively?
Tell me more about how you've been handling those lead conversations so far.
Sure thing. Well, many companies rely on a mix of manual outreach and basic automation tools, but that often feels robotic and can miss the mark with prospects. Our AI, on the other hand, uses natural language understanding to have real flowing conversations that adapt to each lead's responses. It's like having a skilled human agent who never gets tired. How do you currently manage your lead conversations?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love a good vision exercise. In 12 months, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a huge volume of lead calls, engaging prospects with natural, personalized conversations that feel genuinely human. Your clients would see a clear boost in qualified leads and revenue, with less manual effort and more consistent follow-up. Plus, the data insights would help fine-tune strategies even further. Does that sound like the kind of future you're aiming to create?
What do you mean by seamless handling, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By seamless handling, I mean the AI smoothly manages calls from start to finish without awkward pauses or misunderstandings, just like chatting with a real person. That's important because it keeps prospects engaged and builds trust, which boosts the chances they'll move forward in the sales process. Nobody likes feeling like they're talking to a robot, right? How do you ensure your AI keeps conversations that natural?
Tell me more about how you see trust playing a role in your lead generation efforts.
Trust is huge. In lead generation, if prospects don't feel they're talking to someone genuine, they'll hang up or tune out fast. Building trust means the AI listens, responds naturally, and respects the prospect's time and needs. When trust is established, leads are more open to sharing info and considering your offer seriously. So how does your AI build that trust in conversations?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out human agents. Also, keeping conversations natural and relevant at scale can be tough with traditional tools. I'm curious, how does your AI tackle these issues to help businesses grow efficiently?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and keeping it natural are affecting the business right now?
Scaling outreach while keeping it natural can be a real balancing act. If outreach feels robotic, prospects lose interest, which means fewer leads and wasted effort. On the flip side, relying too much on humans limits how many conversations you can have, slowing growth. This tug of war can impact revenue and team morale. How does your AI help businesses break free from this cycle?
Can you go a bit deeper on how that tug of war between automation and human touch impacts your team's day-to-day?
Absolutely. That tug of war means your team might be juggling repetitive calls that drain their energy while also trying to personalize each interaction. Talk about a tough spot. It can lead to burnout and missed opportunities because there's only so much time and bandwidth. With smart AI handling routine chats, your team can focus on high-value conversations, boosting both morale and results. Does your platform offer that kind of balance?
Wow. It sounds like juggling repetitive calls and personalizing interactions is wearing your team down and slowing growth. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities today, not to schedule demos. If you want to learn more or get in touch with the Dasha team, you can reach them at support@dasha.ai. Meanwhile, I'm happy to keep chatting about your platform if you like.